A summary of last Thursday's Rib Lake School Board meeting with Superintendent Lori Mannion.
After the general minutes and bills were approved, we moved right into the student report, and Pam Schultz, our Spanish teacher, brought in three students, and they gave us an update on their summer trip to Costa Rica, and they partnered with the Medford class, and so there was about 24 students that traveled that direction and just shared all the excellent cultural things that they were involved in, and interesting to hear how many of them haven't traveled through an airport and on an airplane before, and just that experience as well. So overall, kids were just really pleased that they were able to take that trip, and a big shout-out to Pam Schultz for organizing that. And every 2 years, she takes a group down, so we appreciate that. We then moved into the 2016 summer school report, and in general, we had a much larger turnout with students, but because of the type of summer school classes, our net profits were down. We broke even, but we will be looking at ways to continue to bring students in but increase our profits on that. And then we moved into the Wisconsin Rural School Alliance Conference Summary, and that happened this Wednesday and Thursday down in Stevens Point. And two of our board members and myself went to the meeting, and Joan Magnuson presented different things from what she heard, as did Scott Everson. And so it was a great opportunity to hear all the different challenges that rural schools are faced with and some of the solutions that are going on and celebrations. So that was a good trip for the three of us. And then we talked about the 2017 board elections. And this year we have two spots available, the towns of Hill and Spirit, and that is Joan Magnuson's position, and the village of Rib Lake is Scott Everson's position. And so those two folks have until the end of December to determine whether or not they're going to run or not. But we've got two spots available when the elections come around in April. And then we heard from our elementary principal, and he talked about the success of the huge family reading night and the turnout, probably one of the biggest ever. So that was exciting, and they had a professional development day where they spent curriculum alignment specifically in English and language arts. Then we moved on to resignations and hires, and we had a resignation from Karen Rush. She was an assistant forensics coach. We moved into hiring, and the board did approve Pam Schultz and Karen Rush for the co-head forensics position. So we're excited to get that started again. The board approved Carrie Ewan as the boys' JV coach, and Terry Bolts will be the interim JV girls coach, looking still to fill that that void that we have there. And the board moved into approving a resolution authorizing the Wisconsin Retirement System Movement for support staff, and they did approve that. So it's a one-time offering that the governor is giving. January 1, employees can allow their folks, if they're not on WRS, to either choose to stay on the retirement program that is being offered, or some of them can choose to move on to WRS. So the board did approve that, and we'll be educating our support staff on the WRS system. Of course, our teachers are on that already, and those support staffs who want to move over to WRS can, and then anyone hired after January 1 will be support staff on WRS with the teachers. We then talked about a resolution designating the Nicolet Bank. The board approved a CD of $159,000 so that we can try to earn some money that way. And then they moved on to approving the 2017-18 Rural Virtual Academy. So that was approved as well. And we talked about a consideration for a calendar change. And this is January 20th. We have a early release and then followed by an in-service, and we are partnering with the Medford School District and the Prentice School District on a TEACH grant, and we're bringing in Kevin Honeycutt to Medford, and so the board approved that day, January 20th, as a full day off for students. So this is a celebration for some of our students who will look forward to having that all day off, and our staff will be moving to Medford for the day and just taking part in an excellent professional development day based on one-to-one initiatives and personalized learning, so integrating technology into the classroom. So then the final thing was an approval of some patchwork on the high school gym roof, and so the board approved sealing it, and that's going to happen here in the next week, and then it'll be recoated in the spring. And then they closed up, went into closed session, and that was the end of the day. And then also let everyone know that we are going to start on November 30th, opening our computer lab from 6:30 to 8 o'clock at the high school. So every Wednesday that will be available. We know that our folks in our community struggle to get a good, solid internet connection, and so we're going to open up our lab and invite anyone to come in and take advantage of that. And then I do want to just say that on December 14th, we're going to have an evening of learning how to use your iPhone for the community. So if you have an iPhone or an Android, December 14th, we'll invite folks in to the elementary school at 6:30 to learn more about that.
A summary of last Thursday's Rib Lake School Board meeting, thanks to Superintendent Lori Mannion.